Our guest at this time is California Congressman John Campbell, a Republican representing the Golden State's 48th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Budget and Financial Services Committee. That expertise might be put to good use at the state level in his home state of California as we enter a new fiscal year and the state is completely broke. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Craig. Good to be with you all.
We've heard about this financial crisis for a long time now. It was actually the financial mismanagement of Gray Davis that ended up getting him recalled. But Governor Schwarzenegger has moved the ball even further down the road here. In terms of the failure to get any sort of deal done, how long can California sustain itself without some sort of arrangement in place?
Well, that's a good question. I wish I could give you just a very simple answer, but let me give you first a little background. You mentioned that the fiscal mismanagement of Gray Davis led to his recall, which it amongst other things, did. But this problem goes, and that was in 2003, this problem goes way back before that, when then Governor Pete Wilson was elected governor back in the early 90s. He walked into a fiscal mess very similar to this today. And in fact, if the state does begin issuing IOUs today, it will be the first time it has done so since the early 1990s. But basically, the problems that existed then are the same problems that exist today and the same problems that existed in 2003 when Gray Davis was governor. And the state just simply has not, the state legislature and the governor, have simply kicked the ball down the road a bit and have failed to address these problems. Now, the one thing about this crisis that may be worse, or probably is worse than the others, is that in 2003, the economy was actually pretty good, but the state was still in financial trouble. In the early 1990s, the economy was not so good, and the state was in financial trouble. But clearly, the economic conditions here in California are worse today than they were in either of those previous crises. Oh, by the way, I forgot about the dot-com bust crisis that happened back in 99 and so forth. But so there's been several of these, but we didn't have it coupled with 11-plus percent unemployment, which is probably going to head towards 12 or 13 soon, and that sort of thing. Also, the way they kicked the can down the road, or the legislature did, was by playing a lot of accounting tricks with the budget and borrowing a lot of money from different places. And they're pretty much running out of those tricks. It appears that there aren't a lot of clubs left in the bag of ways to kick this thing too far down the road. And frankly, if they do kick it down the road, each time they kick it down the road, the problem is worse. So I think the situation today is worse. It is the same as it has been in the past in terms of the structure of it, but it is worse in terms of the conditions because the economic conditions in the state are so poor, the tax revenue is so slow right now and expected to be that way for a few years, and the fact that they don't have a lot of game playing left to do. So now what some of us are hoping and what a lot of people are hoping is that the severity of this crisis will cause the legislature and the governor to do something that they have failed to do in the last 20 years, which is not just kick the can down the road, but come up with a solution that is likely to last for a few years. And that's what the governor is trying to do, but the legislature is opposing. And in fact, just this morning, the Democrat leaders of the legislature came out and said that, well, no, we just need to kick this can down the road and talk about solutions afterwards, that's what they need to do rather than try and deal with the whole thing now. But I think the governor is doing the right thing by saying, no. If we kick this can down the road another year, there will be no incentive for you guys to come up with some longer-term solutions. So let's do them right now because nothing like a crisis to focus attention.
What is the conservative solution here? Some say this is almost beyond the point of repair, Congressman. So where do you start digging out of this hole?
There is one big problem in California, and it is frankly the greed of the public employee unions. And you will begin to see this at federal level, and you see it in other states. I mean, we have pay for prison guards and for people working at the DMV and frankly for people working in education. We have the highest paid teachers of any state in the union, and we have pensions for these people that are absolutely unsustainable. I mean, you cannot allow people, for example, to work 5 years and then get free health care for the rest of their life. You cannot allow people to retire at age 50 get 100% of their highest pay for the rest of their life and continue working and start it all over again. These are the sorts of things that have led to just a complete out-of-control budget here, as the Democrats have been in here are just basically subsidiaries of the public employee unions. So you have the public employee, who are about 3% of the workforce in this state, are basically holding the other 97% hostage. And that has got to be broken. They have got to recognize that this pay and these things are completely unsustainable. We're already the highest taxed state in the union, higher than New Jersey, higher than New York, higher than Massachusetts. We're already higher than anything. And they want to raise it way, way higher. You just can't do that. It's unsustainable. People will move out of the state. And frankly, there was a proposal to keep people from doing that. That if you moved out of the state, you would still have to pay the taxes, which of course would be unconstitutional from a federal level. But literally, that's the kind of thing the Democrats are proposing. Well, if you move out, you still have to pay our taxes, so that you can't use that as a method to avoid paying the obscenely high taxes we want to raise. But we've got to break that grip, and it is all about spending, Greg. It is, the problem is not a revenue problem. It is a spending problem. It has been for 20 years. It continues to be. When the economy is growing by 2-3% a year, you can't increase spending by 10% a year. And that's what's been happening, and that's what's been going on. And frankly, and I tell many people in Washington this, and my colleagues from other states, the federal government right now is following the same path that California did in the last few years. And if you want to see what the federal budget is going to look like in a couple of years, look at California today, because we're following the same path. Unsustainable growth in spending that you cannot raise taxes enough to cover, even if you thought that was a good idea, and eventually it will crash and burn. And California is crashing and burning now.
Couple of questions in our remaining time here for California Congressman John Campbell. And Congressman, you mentioned the potential exodus of folks. I know the tax burden in California has already driven a lot of people, and perhaps even more significantly, a lot of businesses out, just because they couldn't afford those tax rates. How big of an exodus have you seen? And if this current trend of thinking continues, how much could it continue?
It's pretty big. California has net migration out of the state right now, which has almost never happened in this state's history since California became a state in 1850, and so you're beginning to see that now, and it is generally and largely either retired people who want to live somewhere else with lower tax rates so they can have a better quality of life in their retirement, or as you say, it is businesses and business people and working people going to another state where there is better opportunity, better jobs, et cetera. And as a result, right now there are predictions that for the first time ever, California may actually lose a congressional seat and go down for the first time again since 1850 in this next census next year. So you are seeing it, and unfortunately, because a lot of the reason we're in the problem is we have the highest taxes, but we also have some of the highest benefits for those who are on the government dole. So what we have leaving are people who create income, create jobs, and pay taxes, and what we have coming in are people who want to live off of government largesse. And so that is continuing to make this budget situation worse and worse and worse.
Congressman, there are some who say the blame also belongs in another direction. It's a direction most elected officials don't want to point in, but that's the public, because they have approved ballot initiatives and referendums that have mandated certain percentages and certain amounts of spending on various programs. How much has that been a factor in this whole financial calamity?
It has been the ballot initiative process that we have in California, put on by Governor Hiram Johnson back in the 1920s, has generally been something a lot of other states have adopted, but something like 60% of the California budget every year now is prescribed by ballot initiative and can't actually be changed by the governor and the legislature, and that is a problem. They do need to have some more flexibility, and when I talked about the government employee unions, I mean, that's the major problem, but there are other issues that need to be looked at, and amongst them is, frankly, the initiative process and the process by which we do budgets here in California, and that that process probably needs to be looked at and needs to be changed and ought to be reformed, because what has happened is every special interest group that decided they wanted a little more money for something would put some spend $2 or $3 million, put some ballot initiative on the ballot, get people to vote for it, and then boom, they get an income stream essentially forever, having put that amount on the put that on the ballot. And so, unfortunately, the people may not have made a bad decision or a wrong decision looking at that vote in each case, but the cumulative effect of all of these over a period of 20 or 30 years have really had an impact on limiting the flexibility that the legislature and the governor have to move spending around in the budget.
Congressman, it's a huge mess, and we thank you for taking the time to talk about it, and hopefully we'll see some better news around the corner. Thank you very much for being with us. Have a great 4th of July.
Thank you very much, Greg. At least the weather here is still nice. They haven't messed that up.
There you go. California Congressman John Campbell represents his state's 48th Congressional District, member of both the House Budget and Financial Services Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.